Today is Tuesday, July 12th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. All right. So another one of these pre-recorded episodes. We have a couple of busy days coming up at the beginning of the week, and I needed to catch up. So just to, you know, in all honesty, let you guys know. All right. So where we ended yesterday, we had done the tour of the Basilica. There was nothing much else to say there. We went through the crypts. 150-ish popes are buried. Not all of them are visible through glass. Viewing, whatever. Interestingly, though, I don't know how they decide who you're going to be able to see and who you're not. Because, so, what we were told is that when you're buried, the popes, first of all, can decide where they want to be buried. And most of them want to be buried at the Basilica because they have St. Peter's bones there. And so they want to be buried close to St. Peter. Another interesting fact that I didn't mention is, St. Peter's bones are in this gold box. And directly above that box is where the Pope sits when he delivers Mass for special occasions. I don't know, like 5 times a year or something like that, the Pope actually delivers Mass in the Basilica. And he sits above St. Peter's bones. But a lot of the popes decide they want to be buried in the Basilica. But if you're not sainted, I could be wrong about this, but I remember him saying that the way you get brought up to the actual main basilica floor is you have to be a saint. And so there's some malarkey you have to go through to become a saint. And basically, there had to be a miracle that they somehow associate back to you, but it's after you're dead. So I don't know. Like, it's not like turning water into wine or something that Jesus did. It's somebody gets healed and they say it was you. Because John Paul II apparently was not a saint, and he was buried below in the crypts. And then at some point after his death, he was sainted, and they brought him up. He is not in a glass see-through thing. You cannot see him. But a couple of the popes are, and I don't know how that decision was made. Maybe it was earlier popes and they don't do that anymore. He didn't really tell us. But there were at least two popes that you could see them. He said one of them had a bronze mask over his face, and the other one, and I guess it depends on how decomposed they were and how ugly their face looked. The other one, they had just put wax over his face and his hands, and it just looks like a guy laying there. So that was interesting. But we finished that tour, and he kind of gave us a little bit more information, and we parted ways. And by this time, the line to get in to it's free to get into St. Peter's, but the line is massive. And this was a long line. And so that's part of the reason for doing a tour, is because you get to go in a little bit early, and you don't have to get in those long lines. So anyway, so the next thing we did, it was time to get to the cruise ship. And so we went back to our hotel. We got a bus back to the hotel. And they looked at us funny. We had asked, so I called the night before and I said, hey, I know checkout's at 11 a.m., but we're going to be at a tour. We're not sure we're going to get back here by 11. Do you have any options for us? And I was thinking they would say, well, we can check your luggage, you know, or whatever, and then you can come pick your luggage up, but you need to check out. She said, oh, no, we can give you a late checkout. We'll give you 12. I'll write a note for the tomorrow's person. We walked in, and this guy looked at us like we were homeless people trying to break in to the hotel. I don't even know why. And he's like, who are you? What room are you going to? And so I was like, oh, you know, blah, 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 room. And for a minute, I had trouble remembering the room, so I think that made us look even more suspicious. And I was like, we're supposed to have a late checkout. I know it's past checkout time, but we talked to the lady yesterday. And he finally was like, oh, okay. But then we went upstairs and there was a lady. He had called someone and there was a lady, like a housekeeping lady, kind of standing there off to the side giving us the evil eye. So we weren't sure whether they were like checking to make sure we went in the room we said we were going to go in or something. But anyway, we got our stuff, checked out, got a train. And, you know, we got some food, a couple of sandwiches. I will say this, the sandwiches we've had in Italy have been dry. I don't know if they don't use mayonnaise or mustard or ketchup or anything like that, but the bread's been really good. The meat has been of good quality, you know, all of that. They do have cheese on some of them, but I haven't seen any mayonnaise, any pesto, anything of any liquid. So the sandwiches I've had have been dry. But we got a couple of sandwiches. I bought a bag of chips because I need crunch with my sandwiches. I have to have crunch. And we waited on the train. And then it was a regional train, so we did not have a saved seat. But we were able to get on the train. There were a lot of seats. It was a double-decker. So there was a bottom floor and a top floor, which was cool. We found a seat. Not much to say there. The train ride was about an hour. The scenery was nice. There was some nice, I saw a sunflower field. I guess they grow a lot of sunflowers around that region. We saw vineyards and, you know, mountains and nice little villages and towns on the side of mountains and stuff like that. And then we got to Civitavecchia, which I'm probably saying wrong, but that's how I'm saying it. That was where our cruise ship. And at first we thought, oh, how are we going to get, because the train station is not near the cruise terminal. You still have to go. It's not really, you could walk it, but it would probably take about half an hour or more to walk it, maybe even more than that. And so you really want to get some sort of transportation, especially if you've got luggage. And so we weren't sure. We thought, well, we'll get a taxi or we'll get a bus or, you know, we'll figure it out. We thought, surely they'll have some kind of transport. And we found, sure enough, I don't know if this was just some tour company that, you know, says, hey, I bet people are going to need to get to the you know, ship. But there was a bus sitting right there. We walked up to the bus and we were like, hey. And she's like, hey, do you need to get to the cruise ship? The Wonder of the Season. We're like, yes, we do. She said, oh, it's just €3 per person. And she said there's a transfer there, but that's provided by Royal Caribbean. That's free. And to get you the rest of the way to the ship. And so we're like, oh, cool. You know, so we paid our €6, got on the bus. It was air conditioned. It was nice. And she did give us some, apparently they're also a tour company. So maybe part of it is she's like, hey, when you get back, you know, when your cruise is over, if you want to do a tour, here's a phone number and an email address. You can use us for your tour. And we're like, oh, thank you. So we got the bus. The bus went to where it said, right, and it went right up to the place where the transfer was. We just walked right on the next bus, no problem. And then that bus left, took us about another 10 minutes to get to the ship. The ship is big, but honestly, you know, it's the biggest cruise ship in the world. And honestly, when I looked at it from the outside, I mean, they all look huge, right? I mean, the Oasis that, I think it was the Oasis that Daniel and I were on, and Zach, also looked very large, but the Wonder doesn't look that much larger than the Oasis. It is larger. I mean, there's an ice skating rink. There's a music hall. There's a Royal Theater. There's a comedy club. There's several bars. There's all of these restaurants. More than was on the Oasis, so I know there's more room. There are more pools on this ship than there were on the Oasis. There's tons of stuff. So I know it's larger, but it just didn't seem that much larger from the outside. So we go into the terminal, and it looks empty. I could not get my boarding pass to load on my phone for whatever reason, and so we had to go through the line, air quotes, to get a boarding pass printed. But there was no line. We just walked right up. I mean, this is a good thing. And so we asked, like, oh, what's going on? You know, why is there? Because in Seattle, oh my God, the boarding experience in Seattle for Oasis, for Daniel and Zach and I, the line was so long, and it took an hour and a half, I think, to get on that ship for me. I think Daniel and Zach were a little bit faster because they had a suite. But there was no line. We just walked right up, did our stuff. There was a moment of concern when she said, oh, I need to talk to my manager about this visa for Mark. But there ended up being no problems at all. She probably just hadn't handled a visa before. I think they were training some people. And so there were no other questions. And then and we just walked right on. There was no line. There was no nothing. I mean, she printed a boarding pass. We got on the ship. They scanned our boarding pass on the ship. And Our key was waiting to our room. They didn't give us our key. Our key was waiting at our room. And we didn't quite know, like, what we were supposed to do. Like, there was some safety drill we were supposed to do, but they didn't give us a lot of information about that. And so there kept being these announcements coming over the, you know, system saying, if you haven't done your safety briefing yet, well, here's the deal. The reason it was so empty, this was not the main boarding for this ship. And Daniel had told me, hey, I don't see a cruise for July 7th. The reason is we boarded 2/3 of the way through another cruise that was already going. So I've never heard of this before, but I guess it's a thing they do. You know, they're all on day 5 of their cruise and we're on day 1 of our cruise. It was so weird. And so we couldn't make, you know, we went to make reservations. We couldn't use the app. I don't know if they're having issues with it or if it's because we boarded halfway through another cruise. But we had to go to customer service to book our shows, and because some of the shows need to be booked, and our restaurants. And he said, you can book from now until Sunday, and then it resets. You need to come back on Sunday and book the rest of your stuff. So there were just little weird things like that. I'll talk more about it on future episodes, but it was a little weird because we're in the middle. But we will end there, and I'll tell you more about the ship on tomorrow's episode. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.